Hey, we're at Nutrient Ag. We always enjoy visiting with Brian and the folks here at Nutrient Ag, although, Brian, everybody else is quiet today. It's just you and me.
A few more came in, and I thought they'd volunteer to speak, but they're working hard, I guess, Alan. Yeah. They're probably looking at a safety, thinking about safety, working on safety. There's Randall smiling at me.
Safety videos, I'm sure.
Safety videos. But, it's like I said, it's a pleasure to work with these guys and gals. And Miss Laura usually speaks on the radio, doesn't she? Yeah, usually loves to do that. But, Alan, I'm just so happy to see it overcast and halfway rainy outside. That's the best part of my day.
Oh, yeah. Of course, people getting ready for wheat. Wheat will be planted here before long. And you heard a bunch of people talking about that?
They are gearing up. You know, we're getting their wheat cleaned at various different places. I think in our area, I think we'll see our wheat acres go down maybe just a tick, not a lot. For the most part, we are in the wheat belt is what we call it here. And batter, you know, whatever the slogan, batter capital of the world. And, mm-hmm. and so obviously wheat's a big thing. And our growers here locally can grow really good wheat and very high quality. And so rotations will stay the same for the most part. I do feel like, or from what I've been hearing from some growers, that acres might be down just a little, but I don't even know if it'll be noticeable. That's 3 weeks away. You know, anytime after October 5th, usually we start sowing wheat. And so we're looking forward to, obviously, we're the most optimistic people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Farmers are, and we're looking forward to the next crop, even though price may not be what we want, or we think fertilizer's too high, which it is for what the price is, but I have no control over that. We're ready to roll and getting people ready, and yeah.
As far as getting planned for 2026, you're hearing folks already starting to talk about getting ready for next spring, too. A lot of folks do that time.
Oh, sure. We're doing crop plans right now. You know, we're talking about fertility. We're analyzing the yields that are coming off the cornfields that are going to go to the wheat. Soybeans will be – their full-season beans are coming off now, and double crops will be very soon. Obviously, they died prematurely. The double crop soybean harvest will be a little bit early compared to last year. And, you know, as soon as that comes off, people will be soil testing, analyzing that yield data to start thinking about and preparing what their fertility needs will be for next spring. Analyzing their corn stuff again to pick out corn hybrids for next year to maybe cull a hybrid they had to try something new or just, you know, move some things around on the chessboard is ultimately what it is. And, there's always planning, always planning in agriculture.
A lot of guys are looking at what happens this year and see how next year is going to go. It's going to be interesting to see what next year brings for us.
It will be. The trouble will be, you know, you get a fluke year every once in a while. So there's some things that happen this year that, you know, we'll mark them down, make a mental note, but it may not ever happen again. I mean, who expects to get 15 inches of rain? Who expects to get 100 degrees for 3 weeks or in a drought to follow that heat and humidity and all those things that go on? Disease. You know, we had a big rust problem in corn, and that caused some problems, and we saw where, you know, the timing of a fungicide application really mattered this time. So like I said, it's planning and analyzing and try to use that information to prepare and be better next year than we were this year.
Absolutely. So farmers have never worked with Nutrien before, you'd love for them to come talk to you too.
We would. Check us out. We're on the bypass. Been here and staying here, and we'll always be here, not going anywhere. And we're proud to work with the people we get to work with. We're proud to help in the community when we can, and we're just thankful to be able to do what we do.
Absolutely. Always love being here with you, Brian Fitzsimmons and the crew at Nutrien Ag. You guys do a great job. I look forward to it every spring and fall to come visit with you, and hope you have a good rest this year.
Thank you, Alan and Miss Becky, and it's always a pleasure to have you guys and get to talk and visit, and we'll see you again.